Vote call is in of the regular meeting of Concord Select Board to order. First item up is approval of agenda.
So move.
Got a motion in second. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Approval of the May 5th, 2026 regular meeting minutes.
I'm going to approve.
All right. Got a motion in second. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Citizen concerns. That's good. Town clerk.
You could shift papers.
Yeah, I was going. I'll give one to Susan.
It looks worse than it is, so. The board motion required for liquor license for Moose Luck. They are requesting a first approval from the select board for a first-class license and outside consumption permit. Their town payment portion has been received. So I just would suggest a motion from the board for approval of their first-class license and outside.
What does a first-class license mean?
That is for beer and wine.
Outside on their outside patio?
Yes. Well, the first-class license is beer and wine, and then outside consumption, they can go on their patio.
Oh, okay.
I will make a motion to approve the first-class license and outside consumption permit for the Moose Luck Diner.
Second.
Motion in second. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and just to update you, last month you approved the Alpine Valley licenses, and that has all been paid, and the state's given it. So first, second, third-class license and outside consumption have been approved for them. Dog licensing, Susan, do I need to give you a...
You need a motion for that?
No, because you did it last month.
Okay.
I just kind of wanted to give you a follow-up that they, you know, they're up and running. So they have now, that's beer and wine, and containers outside, and also hard liquor, different licenses, so. Susan, dog licensing, do we need to do anything with the...
Well, I don't know what your cutoff is. It should be on your calendar when you hand it over to the board.
I know last time you did letters on June 9th, so.
Well, if you're holding it over to the board, yeah, and then send it to animal control.
Okay. So dogs, we have 237 licensed. I have 51 that from last year that weren't originally. So now we have 58 this year that have not been licensed. So I'll turn that over. I don't know if you need a motion for that.
No.
No.
That's just something.
All right. School budget, no board action needed. As you know, the second budget vote for Kingdom East did not pass. So we are doing a third budget vote scheduled for Thursday, June 11th, that next week. I've sent out 29 absentee ballots so far. We have 954 registered voters. Fifth item, listers have submitted the newest grand list. They'll be meeting with any citizens that wish to discuss their property values on Wednesday, June 24th, from 10 to noon. Appointments can be made with Preston Sterling. Matt Kajewski of New England Municipal Consultants has informed me that our grand list has dropped in value by $37,500 due to the Department of Tax's reassessment of our utilities. He's willing to come to the next select board meeting to explain anything and see if the board would like him to pursue writing a letter to the tax department.
And what would that letter be for?
kind of just saying we disagree with how the state is handling the reassessment.
So is that just for the town buildings or everyone in the county?
Well, the grand list, so it's because the utility value has gone down, so we're losing that much value, which means we have to make up the taxes and payments for that.
Why is our grand list decreasing when values are increasing everywhere? That would be my first question.
Yeah, the only explanation I found was the Department of Taxes updated its utility valuation model to better reflect fair market value by accounting for differences in customer density between rural and urban areas. The old model used a per customer value with a miles of line calculation, which could overvalue utilities in low density rural areas. So the new model kind of redistributes the value, and so that's affecting us.
So probably nothing we could do about it anyway.
Probably not. But
so a letter would be just be saying we don't like it. And
yeah.
But we gotta deal with it anyway.
Matt is, you know, if you'd like a better explanation than what I have, he is willing to come at the July meeting and kind of walk you through that if you'd like.
So. I'd still be curious to know why our grand list has dropped again. That's 2 years in a row.
I think it would be appropriate for Matt to come and explain that.
Okay. To us.
Especially since I don't have utilities.
What was that?
I don't have utilities. My,
so it's the value of utilities
there.
Within here. It's not your specific utilities. It's taxing the utilities themselves. The Vermont electric,
their power lines,
whatever,
power
transmission.
Like all the power lines are taxed. Yeah.
Okay. And a major project is underway, and Jim has seen the reinstallment of the,
upgrade.
The upgrade of the transmission lines and whatever else that are out behind you, between you and the river or the.
Well, yeah, I see the trucks running through there all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then last month I had brought a TextMyGov proposal, which was like texting, but the salesman keeps calling me, so I'm just asking if there's any interest. I don't think there was, but I'm just kind of asking.
It seems to be any last month.
Okay.
I doubt it's growing this month.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I can handle that. All right. Any other questions for me? I think I'm done.
Alright, so I was not at the last month's meeting, so there are warrants for 2 months, April and May, on the table if anyone wanted to review them. I emailed the financial reports to you all last week. I have returned to my regular office hours, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm requesting the board's permission to contact an attorney to begin the tax sale process. So that does need to be in a motion authorizing me to contact an attorney. And I usually use Carolyn Greaves of Ginsburg and Greaves. And that is who I would reach out to first if she would be interested in doing a tax sale this year.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
All right. Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. I have completed the annual financial management questionnaire, also known as the proper use of public funds form, and the select board needs to acknowledge receipt. So I'm giving you each a copy of that form. It is just a review of financial operations. There is nothing that has changed from last year, but I am required to give it to you each year. I think I gave you a copy.
Yes.
And if anybody else wanted a copy, I have copies. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a motion, but there does need to be an acknowledgement of some kind.
I would acknowledge the financial management questionnaire that the budget has prepared.
I'll second that acknowledgement.
Well, we have an acknowledgement and Second? Yes.
Make sure that it's in the minutes somewhere.
Getting there, so.
Thank you. So I believe the town hall project is done. We paid the final $10,000 that was due to Harold's Concrete on that obligated ARPA funds. And I would like the board's approval to have a town credit card issued to the fire chief. At Memorial Day, the batteries were dead on whatever they put in the brain, I don't know if it was the tank or the engine or whatever. And the fire chief had to run to O'Reilly's. He spent nearly $300 out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
Department heads have credit cards. I told him I didn't think that there would be any problem, but I would need the board's permission to get a credit card issued in his name for town fire business.
I make a motion that we provide the town fire chief with a credit card.
And he's requested a limit of $2,500, which I think is certainly reasonable.
With a limit of $2,500.
This seems reasonable.
All right, Jason. Motion, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 On May 14th, there was a probate court hearing, and I was officially appointed as administrator of the Roger Collins estate, so I can start moving forward with getting that estate settled and hopefully selling that property so that we can get our taxes paid.
I thought that was all done with by now.
No, it's taken that long to have a hearing, to get appointed. It is a slow process.
So will we be reaching out to a real estate firm?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to have the actual document in my hand, and then I will go into the house and see what is there and what needs to be done. I mean, it's been empty for, I think, 4 years.
So you're going to inspect it?
Yeah, whatever there is there. And that will be my intention, is to sell it so that we can get paid.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And then it does go into Lunenburg, too, so there's taxes there, too. So it's kind of a convoluted mess.
But there are no family members interested that have come forward, so hopefully we get enough money to sell.
Real estate is selling.
And then lastly, Savannah has given me her 2 weeks' notice, so her last day will be May 16th. She is moving back to Oklahoma, and I will be looking for a new assistant treasurer.
Good luck.
That's it for me.
Thank you.
I don't have a lot. Ralston Corner Culvert, I think we're making a little bit of progress.
Yeah, we're starting this way, I think.
I guess I'll roll over to Dan and just let him.
So I was able to reach a representative of the railroad at CSX. It's fairly convoluted. It's a big company. So the best path forward, it seems, is CSX, the railroad, has a review process. They originally thought they were going to have to do some drill and bore technique and have flaggers and turn a $300,000 project into a $1 million project. I talked to one of the main guys there, or he seemed like he was the main guy, I don't know where he was, it doesn't matter. He seemed open to the idea that because it's a dormant track, we could probably skip a bunch of that stuff. He wouldn't commit to it, but they still have to go through a review process. So at this point, the review process has a minimum of $5,000 price tag. What we talked about in a meeting last week was to get board approval for between $5,000 and $10,000, which gets that process started. It looks like we might be able to get FEMA funding for that after the fact, but it's pretty, between the FEMA funding and the railroad, you don't want to push it off for years and years. And the idea was that if the town has to front the money anyway, get that process started this summer. That way, while the approval for FEMA goes through, things are still moving forward for railroad. It's not capped at $10,000. Hopefully it's between 5 and 10. The engineering plan's already done. I think it's just a matter of getting all the plans to the railroad's consultant, and then if they're okay with it, getting the easements drawn up and things like that. So fingers crossed it all goes through the railroad once. It seems like they took a little bit closer look at it and realized there's, trees in the tracks that are 4 inches and the tracks under the road. So they don't need somebody watching the tracks to make sure no train comes. So the request for the board is if we can get $5,000 or up to $10,000 to work with the railroad to do things on their end. It may be reimbursed through the FEMA funding, but it may not be. There's no guarantee, but that will be put into the application. to try to recoup that money.
Isn't there a deadline on that project of some sort?
I thought the final deadline was going to be September of this year. Mm-hmm. Our Vermont
Rep.
Assistant towards FEMA thinks we can still get one more extension. But as of right now, if this pushes through fast enough, we still have time to do it this summer. But we're getting towards the end of that line. So
it looks like it could be... Could actually go.
And the railroad's not going to cut us any slack on paying the $5,000 or $10,000.
No, I think a big part of it is they hire it out. So they say, okay, we'll book, and then they farm it out to somebody else, and then they charge the railroad. And I did reach out to the railroad's attorney. I don't know if I got the right person, but you know, it's a permit for they probably bill $1,000. So I'm guessing a big part of that's the railroad. They did say though that because it's dormant tracks, they probably just leave the tracks out. So there may be some agreement about what happens if they ever reopen the railroad. It may be some future cost, but I have no idea until I see the paperwork. But as soon as we get the paperwork, I'll prioritize it, knowing that it has to be done, or it's better to do it this summer. But the gentleman from the state did think that they could get another extension.
As it is right now, we're kind of, I think we're $20,000 into the engineering already anyway, so we're...
How much?
$20,000 or so just in the engineering that we've got done already, so we've kind of got to push through and get it done.
I agree.
So I will make a motion to walk up to $10,000 to the railroad for this study that we need to do.
Yeah, I think just review the project.
You feel that's appropriate?
I think it's the best path forward. I don't know if I think it's appropriate. I think it's something silly.
Right.
But I don't see a way around it. It's certainly a lot better than tripling the cost. Yeah. For mechanics of it, I'm fine just paying the railroad and sending the town in choice for that. If it's easier for me to talk about that, it doesn't matter to me. If that's just that way, we're not waiting for a check in my office and the railroad and all that stuff. Like, just, you know, wire them the money, get started and build the town.
So I see that you have $7,500. In professional and legal services, and you haven't spent any of it, so I would say that's where you should take it from. Yeah.
So I'll make a motion to, well, that's, you said 7,500, so we'll pick up to 7,500 from the professional legal services fund.
I mean, if you go over budget, go over budget, but at least 7,500. Yeah, I would take it all from that line item and have that line item.
Well, I'm gonna make that
budget.
Motion.
Yeah.
The motion on the floor.
Yes.
That's it. That one.
All right. Make a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
I don't really have much else. I guess you guys are talking when I came in anyways about Eversource. They have dumped a pile of money into the Johnson Road down the platform, which doesn't affect us much, but it's good for everybody down there, I guess.
The residents must be happy.
I think just on the road itself, they hauled for 2 weeks with 6 trucks, so by my count, that's like $60,000 just in the trucking.
Right.
I don't know how much material they want down there, but they want a lot. So they shouldn't complain.
Yeah. Last month we talked about the Harold Wilson sidewalks down here. Did you get that in?
I've been on vacation the last 2 weeks. I've got to talk to him again because I was thinking about that. He's running tight now again.
Yeah,
so
it's getting close.
I will call him tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's going to get things going on that he hasn't yet. So.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes. That's it. I'm the zoning administrator.
I think you've updated the application to me.
Sure.
It's the Prince project.
Yeah.
So I
speak up a little bit.
Sure. It's the John Prince's pond. So we had an appearance of that. I met with Nick last week, getting everything together. Environmental Corp moves a little bit faster. So hopefully that case goes to a hearing and a late fall to be returned. So we put in the available dates to the court earlier, late last week. So we should have dates pretty soon.
Good.
If I was a zoning administrator concerned, I don't get out that much. But there's a lot going on in town. And I hope he's on top of it. As late as this afternoon, and you've seen that thing pulled in, the trailer up across from the dump, where I just came from.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from, but I don't know where it came from, but.
Well, I saw it coming up Route 2 when I had to go down to Barney's, and it was coming that way, because I met it in the road.
Is it placed somewhere, or just parked at Jim B?
He's been clearing out in there.
Yeah,
he's been working in there, and there's a lot going on in this town. Mm-hmm. Real estate is moving. Building is active. Right, Jim? I'm looking at Jim because he travels our roads pretty frequently these days with his ATV.
Getting some stuff in on that. Fire department?
No, nobody.
Nothing. Local emergency management plan update.
Yeah, this is just something that I have to update every year. It's pretty much just updating phone numbers, changes in the board, whatnot. And that's pretty much what it is. It's just you have to adopt it, adopt the local emergency management plan. And Jason, sorry about all those emails, but it does revert kind of back to you. You're the director. But Richard did come in and sign it because he had that training, so you don't have to do that. So it just needs adoption and I'll have you sign off on it later.
I make a motion that we adopt the local emergency management plan and authorize this chairman to sign the document.
Welcome back. Motion second. All in favor say
aye.
All right, and then the NEK broadband rep, we actually have two people that are interested in it. Ann Settergren will be the representative, and Normandy Lee will be the alternate. So this just needs to be, I guess you need to appoint them as the representatives to the NEK.
Who is Normandy Lee?
Normandy Lee, she's that lady.
Woodward Road?
Woodward Road, that big log cabin that sits off to the right, or left, whichever way you plow.
Okay,
the driveway, the house is not really visible.
Right, the garage is right there by the road.
Yeah, but the driveway that goes up in there, too far from Jim's house.
Yes, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But they are both interested in doing it, so they both need to be appointed.
So move.
Second. Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the uniform update.
Yeah. These people, to cancel the contract, they want $19,601. Because our contract is in effect until 2030.
2030?
Mm-hmm. 5-year contract. So I just put this together real quick. Over the next 5 years, or the remainder of the contract through UniFirst, we'll be paying $38,364. If we went through Cintas for 4 years, it would be $22,406.
Plus the 19. Plus the 19.
Well, no, if
to get out of the other one.
Right. We'd have to pay the 19, to get out of the other
one. So the difference between 38 and 22 is 16, so you're looking at a $3,000 shortfall.
Yeah.
That's just quick off the top.
So, but it's whatever the board decides. We could just wait the contract out and then not renew.
That looks like a reasonable thing to do.
Which one?
To finish this contract.
To finish this guy out of here?
Yeah. For 38 instead of, if you add 19 to that.
Now we're close to 42.
Yeah.
41. Yeah.
I will just say that their service is much less than stellar, but.
I mean, our crew didn't even get uniforms last week.
Less than what degree? You said less.
How is that less not a default stellar on the contract?
I know. And the customer service, they don't return calls. Nothing. I waited over 60 days for a response. And they still will not budge on that 19,000. And then last week, uniforms weren't even delivered. The crew had to wear their own clothes. So.
Well, maybe we should start documenting some of this stuff. And
I have, and I've sent it right to them.
Well,
I've talked to the
some
management.
The man is sitting right here.
I mean, I don't know.
What do you think?
I mean, just if they're not fulfilling it, you may have a way to get out of it. It may take 12 months to get enough built up to get out of it. The other option too is Cintas is the other one, the newer one.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll reduce to equalize it, and then you can just jump ship and not be stuck with the person you don't want. You know, if you're talking about a $3,000 gap, you can tell them, we've got this other issue. If you could drop this by $3,000, we'd go to you. We'd rather shift. But it's $3,000 more. Can you help us out on that 22? They might do it. If they want to get the customer, if they want to get it for the long term, it might be worth it for them.
Makes sense.
But we're still rewarding UniFirst for bad service.
Right.
They just recently started being crappy service? Or?
No.
It's always 60 been, days at
it's,
least.
It's always been crappy, but over the past, maybe since January, it's gotten extra crappy.
A lot of the thing is with them, you work 5 days, you turn in 5 shirts, 5 pairs of pants, you might get 5 shirts and 3 pairs of pants back.
Right.
And where the other, I know where the other 2 pairs of pants go because we're always. People
somebody
are leaving, or they're leaving someone else's pants hanging on our rack.
Yeah.
But
and
then instead of them just replacing them, they replace them, but they bill us $38 for your pair of pants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When we pay a protection fee for all this and all these extra fees, so I don't know.
It's quite common that the clothes disappear, and I guess they think that we're keeping them, so they bill us for them.
Yeah.
They don't count them when they pick them up.
They throw them all in a big
processes.
Bin.
Oh my.
Are they a local firm?
I think they're out of Lebanon.
I don't think that sounds like a big brand there. I think I've seen their trucks running up and down the highway.
Oh, they're all over New England.
Susan, do you want to send me the contracts? I can take a quick look at them and see if there's a way out of it.
Sure.
So we're going to ship that until next meeting, it sounds like, while he gets a chance to look at it.
Yeah, that would be nice if we could have a
close number. Talk to Cintas and see if maybe they'll help us out a little too.
Yeah.
So we're going to postpone the decision on that until next week and next month?
Yeah, I guess if he's going to look into it and see if there's any other options.
Yeah, I mean, I even read over that contract, and I even told them, I was like, this is ridiculous. You said you got 60 days. It's been 64, because I waited it out. I did. And I kept telling Andre, I was like, they got 5 more days. They got 5 more days. And they never even blinked an eye. Oh, well.
Well, that's the driver, that's the delivery guy.
No, that is the contract we signed with the company.
That's the account manager she's.
So we're actually looking at
$3,000 to $4,000
real quick over the course of the next 4 years, basically, is about how much more it would cost us to jump ship.
Yeah.
But
I'll send you the contract.
How sure are we that Cintas is going to provide better service?
Well, one, I like the uniforms much better.
I'll be honest, over 4 years, in my line of work, $3,000 isn't a whole lot of money, especially if you're getting better service and the people actually show up and do what they say they're going to do.
Well, when they pick up their uniforms, each uniform has a barcode. And each item of clothing is scanned because they'll have like their information, each driver. So each one's scanned. So if, let's say, 8 pairs of pants total are picked up, that's what it says, like 2 for Dwayne, 2 for Dennis, 4 for Dane. You know, they're scanned, they're kept track of much better. The uniforms are much better quality. If something has to be replaced, like if they, like a zipper breaks and they don't want to fix it, with UniFirst, we have to pay $45 for a new pair of pants. Cintas replaces it no cost. And then we don't have all the fees either because Cintas has the government contract. So they don't have to pay all these
environmental fees.
Yeah. Yeah. And the uniforms are much better quality. They're all Carhartt. I mean, they give us now Wrangler. I can buy a $20 pair of Wrangler. Why are they charging us $45?
Because they only buy 1 million pairs at once and they get them for $5.
Yeah. You know?
I don't know. My Carhartts have lasted like 6 years.
Exactly. And like those shirts, like Dane, the shirt Dane's got on. They're horrible for the summer. They're horrible. Around that collar around their neck.
So the real question is, do we want to take a $3,000 loss over 4 years, which is what? $700 a year? Roughly $750? Or do you want to give him a chance to look over the contract?
That's you guys' decision, not mine. It's what you guys...
I'm just kind of summarizing. And then review it next week, or next month.
I guess at this stage of the game, I'd say let him check it out and
give him a chance to try to get out of the contract a little bit more cost effective.
You can do that for us, can't you?
Yep.
Cool. And that will give Susan a chance to talk to Cintas and see if maybe they can help us with that.
Right.
Yeah, not going to hurt. Try. I will definitely send you the contract.
Something just to get the next customer. So.
Sounds reasonable.
If they kick in a little bit towards that $3,000, you never know.
Well, half the time too, which I didn't mention, since I'm married to one of the road crew, I have to wash uniforms. I don't get paid for that because they haven't delivered enough. So I'm washing his uniform so he has enough. But we're paying.
I passed him on the road today. He looked sharp.
Yeah.
At least I don't get very dirty.
But I mean,
the reason you have.
Actually, he was just pumping water.
Exactly. So we don't have to do that.
Look pretty decent.
That's not part of my uniform.
He was just sitting in the truck texting, by the way.
Probably. That surprised me.
Load must be. We're going
to have a consensus to wait till next month.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just table it.
Gather more information.
Yeah, good looking.
All right. Health officer letter of resignation.
That's me. I don't want to do it anymore.
Sorry to see you go.
So do you have a replacement?
No. Nobody wants that job, George.
Somebody want in?
No, they left.
No.
Dane left.
I don't know. I think I've done it, what, six, seven years now? Been a while. It's time for somebody else to...
Is that something you're going to post out on Facebook? Or
yeah, I'll put it on Facebook. I'll put it on...
Community Bulletin Board, yeah. Concord Group, whatever it's called.
Yep, and I'll put it on the website. And
okay.
Zipping buildings. Septic tanks?
Yes. I would like permission to call either Royal Flush. They're usually $400 per tank, but because we want to do 4 tanks, they're willing to do them for $350. And B&B Septic should be $400. Because we're doing 4 tanks, they dropped it from $450 a tank to $400.
What have you been using?
I don't ever remember having them done, to be honest with you.
No, we did once. I believe it was B&B, but we just use whoever's got the better rate.
Because they would use Route 4 before and
I used B&B at my house and they were fine too.
Royal Flush?
Yeah, I've never had any issues with that.
I think that's who always used it.
I've used both of them.
Me too.
Yeah, we've used both. Just who's got the better?
Whoever's cheaper.
Well, I was looking for a third person, but I wanted to kind of keep local.
Yeah.
The other ones were like Hardwick and...
I'd go to Royal Flush, they're at least expensive, pumping a thing.
Yeah.
So I would like to call and get that done.
Make a motion that we contact Royal Flush to do our septic survey.
Second. Motion second, all favor say aye.
Aye.
We'll have to get the beam and arrange time to make sure those are dug up.
I'll just make the appointment and tell you when it needs to be done.
And for town buildings, I'm still in search. I met with Eric Hudson this week on this job, and he did not quite commit to it. But he did give me a name and number of another guy who I called, and I'm meeting tomorrow night to go over it. And I did finally get a hold of the guy that responded to Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Ad that you had or whatever. And I'm meeting with him tomorrow morning here. So,
oh.
Out of the two guys, I'm pretty confident they're both, I think, interested in it. So it should be good.
And hopefully the time frame is...
Yep. So I think that'll work out. Good. Hopefully.
That's... You know, some correspondence about the Jeff's painting or whatever, that it'll pan out, that'd be worth looking into? Or?
The ad runs every single day. So what does that tell you? He doesn't have much work.
Okay. He's got money to pay for an ad.
And there may be a reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think this ad will pan out one way or another, so hopefully we'll have some news for you on that soon. On that end of it, I guess, are we looking at a fixed price on it? Do you guys want to go with the strict time materials? Because it is kind of a...
What's your recommendation?
Well...
You're in the
business. You talk about the handyman jobs?
Yeah, well, mainly getting this building fluffed up a little bit, getting the trim that's falling off it and getting the painting done. Just getting it cleaned up a little bit.
We do need a new set of stairs in the back.
Yeah.
Because, actually, I stepped off one. Well, he, like this, and then I did. And then there was another one that Audra had her dentist fix before I came back from my hip replacement. Because I didn't want to go
someone
down the stairs.
Someone with a couple spikes could probably fix those.
It needs a whole new set. They're coming apart from the building.
So are we just talking about a handyman guy or someone just to
do this? No, it's not like hiring for the town or anything. This is just this particular job.
Oh, okay.
And now we need a new something on the front door.
Only if you want to get in.
So
nobody will be bothering you this
week. Call the locksmith.
Well, anybody that does anything is going to have the insurance, proof of insurance.
That's right.
Yeah, and...
You know, do we have a cap we're looking at on that? How much we really want to spend on fluffing this up? Want to get a couple numbers first and see where we're going?
I'd say get the numbers first, see where they're at.
All right.
Time is a pinch of the essence on this. We're summer short around here. And
right.
Guys fill up fast, so I just don't want to scooch them along too long. And I don't know, you know, if
so if he comes over here, you said you're meeting him tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you meet him tomorrow, he'll be able to give you some numbers in the next day or two. Do we need to have another meeting before then so he can make a decision? Or do we just write it out till July?
No,
so
I think,
that you can get him in the schedule.
I think it would be appropriate for him to...
Jason, just make a decision?
Just call the members and get a consensus.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Email,
and then we can ratify the vote at the July
meeting. Summertime is short here.
Yeah.
So We can't be waiting month at a time for a decision.
It hasn't started yet, has it?
And oh, please.
Well, Wednesday was
72 degrees.
Wednesday was summer.
All right, so
tomorrow maybe.
I'll talk to them tomorrow and let you know how that goes. Hopefully they give me a number within the next, you know, by the end of the week or something.
And I do have one just quick thing. Teresa had given me about concerning, we were talking before about a grant writer. She gave me a couple of names just tonight. So I will call and see what they offer and what they can do. And
who are you talking to?
Is it Catherine?
Yeah.
And then somebody, it says Sims Consulting.
Yeah, it's Catherine Sims. She has Sims Consulting.
Yeah, and then Common Good Vermont. That's what I'll see. What they...
It was an interesting article in,
what
the,
they offer.
In the local paper a couple of weeks ago about... what do you think? Wheelock?
It was either Wheelock or something.
Seemed to be proactive on some similar issues. So there's people out there.
All right. Cemetery Committee.
Before we move on to that, okay. I'd like you back and talk about the town hall just a whisker.
Yep.
You know, we can't let it get in too bad a shape. And I think we talked about the west side being the worst.
Yep.
But we wanted to do some window work before we did that. And you know, you can have replacement windows if you go in from the inside. And you wouldn't need, the person to do that wouldn't have to have all of the equipment to do it from the outside. But I don't know if we need to comply with historical, if we want to get historical money through some of this grant business, we'd have to put in something that they would approve. But, you know, we just don't want to let it die and,
we can't,
you know, wait until the clapboard started falling off or rotten. And it...
So we tried to get someone to do work in there.
Well, we had bids for the painting.
But then we looked for someone to get in there and do the... Well, we like Travis, we asked, right?
For what? Repair work.
Windows and stuff in the town hall?
No.
Well, did that... Yeah. Doing the windows from the inside, did that...
Yeah, if you were going to replace the windows, that would be the way you would do it.
So we could move forward with the painting if it was all going to be done from the inside.
If they're double hung, yeah. If they're single hung, it's really hung. Well, it really depends on when you did your window. How old are those windows?
Because
you're talking about replacement windows on the inside. It's usually using an existing track. Am I not right, Jason?
Well, there's usually stops on it that you pull off.
Exactly, and then you just put the new ones back in that same framework.
So,
yeah, you it's all done right there, just the way it is.
Right.
You just put them right against that ceiling.
Okay, so you're suggesting.
I would expect that those windows are original.
I just replaced all the windows in my house in Maine before I sold it. They were able to do what you're talking about on 90% of them, but three of them were ancient from,
those windows are
1960 or whatever.
That building was built in 2005.
No.
What?
1905.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I had three windows from 1972 that they could not replace with what you're talking about. Because they were, I don't know what kind of frame they were. They were just like glass panes in a wood frame. So they actually had to pull that entire thing out and reframe that framework. But they were able to do all the other windows, like you're saying. But they were newer windows.
They could certainly
look at it.
They could certainly be done. I don't think it's really going to hold up that. I think it was just on the punch, on the hit list too. That, you know, if we're going to spend X amount of dollars on that building, there's still a whole lot more. If we only spend that, it's, you know.
You got windows, you got
And
Fire Escape.
Fire Escape. And
well, you're right. That west side especially, yeah, it needs some paint. You know.
Do you have any contacts with window people? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I can get people to look at the windows.
Can we get somebody to look at it?
And yeah, and like I said, I don't think that'll be an issue. It would certainly have it done. But the only issue would be is the historical aspect of it. If they say, well, you got to keep those old windows to for us to give you money, and do certain, lots of times to bring it up to efficiency standards, you have to put on some sort of a storm window and everything else too. So that would be the only.
There must be somebody out there that could give us some ideas as what we can do, what we can't do.
I think that can certainly all be done after it's painted, if it needs to be. Even if you did have to get a lift. But I do think, as of right now, the paint is more important than the windows, unless they're actually smashed right out. You have to have something keeping the weather out, because it's not heated in the winter anyway. Yeah. So.
And we had two bids.
We did.
Well, we had three, but one of them was pretty unreasonable.
What, the painting?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them was Lake Jenkins. I forgot who the other one was.
Yeah, I guess another place out of like Morrisville or something.
KIS or something like that.
And they were both basically the same number.
Yeah.
Anything?
Well, first thing we need to do is see if I determine whether or not we can get a grant.
Yeah, and that year I think would take probably, even if we split it up, I just didn't think with the amount of work that building needs, I think it needs to be broke up. You know, some needs to be spent over here too. If we could take, you know, that number I didn't think it was out of line for what it cost to paint that building.
No, I was surprised.
But
do we want to spend it all at once?
Right, and on just that building, because this one needs it too.
Right.
So if we could kind of spread it around a little bit, get some of all, because the front side of that building doesn't look that bad. That was done, I don't know how many years ago, but the west side is bad, and it looks terrible coming out through now.
Look at it every time I come by.
Yeah, so I mean, if we get that side cleaned up, and
I believe we have plenty of money in our fund for that.
Right, and I could call those two companies and say, you know, we've decided maybe we're not going to do the whole building this year, but
and of course,
it's not going to be only 25% of the cost. If they only do 25% of the job, it's going to be more, but we can break it up over a few years instead of
I think that would be appropriate.
Maybe get a little bit more money tucked in there next year or something.
That makes some sense to me. You can't let it keep going downhill.
Right. Now, especially now we've got the foundation done on stuff too. Right. And there are all fresh clapboards that they've just put on, right. So on the bottom part.
So can you do that between now and the next meeting?
We should be able to.
Which will be July, and as Richard said, short summer.
Short summer, everyone's paint schedule's booking up. I can't get anyone to paint my house, so I'm doing it.
Really?
Slowly.
You don't paint me down?
No, I don't. I don't do hikes very well anymore. That looks a lot taller than anywhere I want to be.
Speaking of heights, they put a job on the roof on that the old store across from the.
All right. So, anything else?
You good with that, Jim?
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
We are on cemetery.
Yeah, cemetery committee. We just had a meeting basically on that. So,
what was?
Mr. Garfield's happy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if he's happy.
Yeah, he's agreed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's agreed to which lot he's going to be buried in.
Yeah. I'm not even really sure his concerns warranted a meeting. I think that was more he had to make up his mind.
Right.
But
We did decide that going forward, all the lots being sold are going to have corner markers on each of the lots.
Good.
That was part of the issue with that whole thing. I think, yeah. I don't think he could visualize where it
is. I know exactly where it is. My lot's ready.
So if we've got, if we make people put the markers in, then it's set in stone.
but I was hoping that Bill would be at this meeting because I have a concern. And I can't recall how many years ago it was, but the land that surrounds the cemetery, it has been somewhat divided, I think, and I don't know, Linda, the detail, that when they bought Brownie's old property, this land there.
And that's a different owner on that side of the road now than...
That's right.
...than the old farms on the other side.
And I think that the original owner from when Brownie's property was originally sold.
It might have been. Well, it's on the record who it is.
It was Joe Rollins, and he was here.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, found cameras on his property.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, say that again.
I was just telling her who Joe Rollins is because we just dealt with him a little bit ago.
So Joe Rollins is the one that owns that property that surrounds the cemetery.
Yeah, he bought Brownie's place,
so
and then when he sold it, he sold the house
right.
and the land on that side and retained.
But back when Joe Rollins owned it, there was a discussion with him about cutting the trees that abut the cemetery, and he was agreeable to doing it.
And he was going to cut the trees?
He was going to have the trees cut.
Yeah.
And as you've noticed, there's some large softwood trees that are going to come down at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely... I'm concerned because there's already been one or two trees that have fallen, and more to come. And I think that we need to pursue that. So I'm looking at the cemetery committee to...
Well, the cemetery doesn't have a whole lot of authority. It's the select board that has the final authority. The select board could send Joe a letter expressing your concerns.
On behalf of the...
I mean, this town owns that land, owns that cemetery. It is ultimately this board's responsibility.
That's...
So the property line of the cemetery is the fence line.
Is the fence line, and the fence is in terrible shape. But
so, yeah, we could contact him and see.
So could we work with Susan too?
Sure. Seems a pretty easy word with
it. Contact Bill Rollins and express our concerns and have you look at it.
So the concerns is removing the trees.
So we could look
Rollins.
At them.
Rollins.
So well, the ones that are in danger of breaking up that race fence.
What's that?
The ones that are in danger of falling into the cemetery.
Right. And one of them is mine.
Of course, you aren't going to get them all because you're going way back.
But the electric line or whatever is right behind, right next to that, isn't it? I believe. And pretty much out of sight now. And they were going to... Did they ever move that electric line?
I don't know.
Out of the swamp that was down the, up the road further?
I don't know.
I don't know. But maybe...
I know they buried a line over there last year, but I'm not sure if it was that one or not.
Yeah, I don't know. But can we work on that for next month, Susan?
Can do my best.
Thank you.
All right.
Not that I know what I'm talking about, but I'll do my best.
That it? You got one other thing I'd like to bring up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a look at it.
We've got some ordinances in town, and one of them is a junk ordinance, and we've got junk
everywhere.
All over town.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is our junk ordinance enforceable? Now, you can write down anything you want.
Haven't had very good luck enforcing it. You have taken people to court, and you've gotten nowhere.
Well, I was going to say, that's my second part of my question. Do we have some issues that are already in litigation that are going nowhere?
We have had one that we thought about or something, or I can't really remember
took
all the
Pam
details. And
work.
We were pretty much told that the town could go in and clean it up and then bill the landowner.
And that's what you did with Shirley's.
Yeah.
But that's a process. I mean, that's not just something you can send the loader out and take care of.
And you're going to bill the landowner and they're not
You'll never see a cent.
Then you're going to put a lien on their property and they don't care.
Right.
Right.
You know?
And then if they ever sell it, you're a real estate dealer.
Yeah. But if the ordinance is not enforceable, realistically enforceable, what the hell is that bothering with anybody? You know, somebody told me a long time ago with zoning, it's really great for the ones that are willing to comply. Mm-hmm. But the ones that won't comply, you really can't do a hell of a lot about it. And I remember years ago down to Harvey's Lake, there was a big issue there. The people had more money than the town, and they got what they wanted, and I don't know how much money the town spent.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just don't want to keep throwing good money after bad.
Yeah,
so,
sorry,
not yet.
Yeah, we haven't pursued an enforcement action in a while. We started a few, maybe 2 or 3 years back. Mm-hmm. We got judgments, we got, you know, paper that said they owe the town money, and the town could do certain things, but the enforcement is where it stalls out. Because unless you want to start foreclosing on houses, what you can do is, you know, you put a lien on the house, and I think you can actually start to foreclose on it if it's not a primary residence. But the town doesn't, my understanding is we don't want to be in the business of taking people's property.
Well, I mean, it's nasty and...
But isn't this some state regulations?
Sometimes you can get the state involved. There's a little bit more teeth in the state, but not a ton more. I think we were able to get some money. Was it when Rich Flagg's property burned? We got some money out of that one eventually.
We did, yep.
But that was sort of the only success. Well, a few people did clean up the property a little bit once they got some letters.
You had Danny on.
But you got more and more and more every week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that could be a full-time job for me. And they haven't pushed those because it didn't seem like the ones that were pushed, maybe 25% accomplished anything. It was a pretty low return for what it was.
I don't know if any of you have been to East Concord and seen Stiegelman's property over there. That is worse now than it was when we started.
Yeah. Well, that Griff Mill Pit Road. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got vehicles straight in the goddamn roadway, you know, and...
We called the sheriff, and eventually he told us to have them towed. We can't have them towed because what are they going to do with them? They're going to store them. They don't have a title, so they can't sell them to be crushed. So you don't have any help from the sheriff either.
Well, I mean, it's the way it is. But is there no sense in spinning our wheels all the time?
Is there any way that those properties can be identified? And don't know for sure what I'm talking about, but we have reappraisals in every property in town is looked at. And
I'm gonna have to use the restroom.
The people that keep their properties up in good shape obtain good dollars on the taxes. The shacks that we have in town that have all of this don't pay anywhere near the taxes that those of us that keep our property in good shape.
Well, that's good business on their part.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Right. That's all based on value, George.
Right. But is there any way we could get a list from the appraisers of these properties? I mean, there must be a factor, Audra.
That's a question for Matt. I have idea of the assessment.
I think we ought to talk to Matt to see, you know, how they grade.
You know, so should we have, like...
your house from...
a junkyard thing, where if you have a junkyard on your property, it increases the value of $1 million, and then you're running out of town.
You're just going to pay the tax.
Tax sales are easy.
Somebody's
and the tax sales are not easy.
But and they're a burden. But there's going to be a way to identify it. I mean,
they're identified.
Everybody knows where they are. Everybody knows Gresham and Bit Road. Everybody knows Steelman's property. Everybody knows
the town hall.
Where they are.
Well, down by the town, the back of the town hall.
That one, the state should be involved with that one, because those old vehicles are right by the river. You know, but somebody's got to notify the state, and they either will or won't do anything about it anyway.
Exactly.
You know,
it's not just an issue for Concord, it's an issue for a lot of towns, and it's an issue for the whole court system. You know, we get judgments, and it's a piece of paper with a number.
Yeah.
You know, as faith in the court system starts to erode, there's not much there. It's trust is holding it together, and there's less trust than there used to be.
Yeah. Well, we just have to face reality.
Yeah,
I guess. But more and more and more people are buying properties in the town of Concord. And some of them are pretty huge prices.
Yeah. So why is our grand list declining?
Right.
Well, that's a question for Matt.
Yeah, it is.
Supposedly that was because of the utility.
It's going down 37 because of the utilities. What's the rest of
this one? Eric Hudson just fixed up on Main Street. It was, what, maybe an $80,000 house? And now that sold for $400,000 or better?
You see him every day.
Our grand list's going down. Something's wrong.
Well, I guess the assessors could be the ones to ask about that.
I think we need to have a conversation with Matt. So,
I mean, he's willing to come to your next meeting. He said he would, you know, put that on his calendar.
Make a note of that, would you, Susan? Please. Thank you.
I don't have anything else.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Just wanted to introduce myself, Steve Dolgan. I am Debbie Dolgan's husband. I'm taking a stab at it. She needs a little help in Montpelier, and I think I've got a good background. I was born and brought in St. Johnsbury, so I'm a hometown sort of guy, and spent a lot of years in the car business, new car business, used car business, still am. So I've kind of been around, and I know how to cut a few corners. So I just want to introduce myself. I'm here to help you guys with anything else I can do. I mean, I'm working now 12-hour days, so a few more hours isn't going to bother me.
You're going to run for the legislature.
What's that?
And you're going to run for the legislature.
At the end of the day, I've thought about this for a long time. I've made, you know, you make your pro and your con list. So my con list is huge. It's got 6 pages, 35 lines of lines. I can't do it. I don't have any time, and I want to do it. But the pro list has got 1 page, 1 line, which is what I have to do. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do the best that I can to stop the tax. I won't go into detail right now, but I think you guys get a good idea. Jason knows me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try.
So. You just made the case that put me in this chair this time.
So thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Motion for adjourn?
Second.
All right. Motion and second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Hold on, I got stuff for you guys to sign. Won't be jumping up and leaving. All right.
Coming, Chad.
When Debbie for you, this is the LEMB.
Oh. Just the one?
That's all you know.
It's Dan.
It's good. It's
okay.
I need you to sign.
Did you?
Okay. This is for the...
Thank you.
So many old seats.
There's so many, and they're in appointments.
Ryan, did everything done you needed?
I don't think this has ever happened before. This is, and I know, but usually when there's not, you know, president, you just keep that down. Vermont is a very important. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And all witness.
You got something Richard signed to?
I even went over and talked to him.
Not that Richard, don't you mention.
Temporary basis. Those are all going to be major purposes. Because I'm not going to put up with it.
And then George.
Oh, yeah, we're all good.
Now, where to go?
What's that? Now, you may go.
So is Lyle going to deliver gravel?
Yes, yeah.
I wanted to say something.
Do you know what that is, my point?
Not yet.
That is, yeah.
Maybe Friday.
Oh, because I heard Dwayne Hopwood. Yes, I didn't see that. Didn't sound like it.